All right, so I just got the download. I'll scroll through some channels. I'll think about it, pray about it, just meditate on it, and I finally get the download. Here's the download. You ready? So, Wile E. Coyote always destroys himself. Just like the Democrats, they always destroy themselves. And so, the agents of Satan, the agents of Satan, say to themselves, well, we need to pretend to be like them, those who have the real gift. We need to pretend to be like them. We need to mimic them. We need to copy them. We need to say what they say. We actually need to yoke up with one of them. We need to pretend to be one of them, and we need to marry one of them, yoke up with one of them, and vampire off of their spiritual power or their authenticity or their genuineness. So a born again is genuine. They're just being real. The unsaved don't even know who they are. They're not even human, to be honest with you. They're in some kind of delusion. They're just walking around like a copycat. So they're evil. There's some NPCs that are just they're not evil. They're just existing, you know. But there's some NPCs that go psycho on you, psychopathic, you know. But the psychopath knows that they have a problem. And they're usually kind of dumb. And so they have to vampire and attach to you. I saw this growing up. They have to attach to you because they know that you got a gift. And what is that gift? That's the Holy Spirit, because you're born again. So they have to pretend. Why would the unsaved go to church? Why would they go to a local church? Why would the unsaved go to a local church? It don't make sense. Because they have no power. So they have to vampire off somebody else. And so a lot of times these reptilian people, just like the top corporations, they want to vampire off of your strength, you know. And then when you have your own stuff going on, they don't like that. They want to shut you down. They want to take you down because they don't like your freedom. The Pharaoh, when God said, let my people go, the Pharaoh didn't want to let them go because he was making money he was surviving off the backs of the people. This is why it's important to have a republic, have your own business, have your own property, have your own stuff going on. The Democrats, they don't like that. They want you to be a slave to the state, just like Hitler was a socialist Democrat, you know. Hitler was a socialist Democrat. Never forget that. And you saw what they did, forcing you to wear a mask and all that. You see, you know what's going on. And they were hiding medical stuff, medical solutions. You know what's going on. Anyway, so I got the download. If it's a fractal, it's happening everywhere. So what's happening with the Pharaoh is happening in your life. You have people around you who are weak and selfish and have no power and have no knowledge or insight or wisdom. They might have some just to survive, but they're still vampiring off other people. You just don't know about it. They always have people they got to suck and vampire off of. We all need people to a degree. But it needs to be reciprocal. If one person is just always taking, and they can never give, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. I've worked 2 or 3 jobs my whole life, and I still do. And so I don't understand people that say TGIF and they just sit there and watch video games or play video games or watch movies all weekend and they don't get out and do anything. They're not working at the house or not studying or researching. They're just looking for somebody else to vampire off of. They become masters at manipulation, right? And so these creatures, they're just sitting around looking for a target, somebody else they can attack. And if they see that you're weak, or they think you're weak, not that you are weak, but if they think you're weak because you're kind and you mind your own business and you're doing your own thing, they see you as a target. Oh, they're by themselves. I can get them. I'm going to rock their world. I'm going to destroy them. I'm going to take everything they got. I'm going to mess them up. I'm going to take them off their flow. Why would they think that way? Who thinks that way? People do think that way. It's hard to believe. But the reason they think that way is because they ain't got nothing going on inside. Because like I said, they're not even human. They're just like a robot for the devil. A robot for the flesh mind. So the low vibration creatures are not content by themselves. They're not content. They don't have anything going on. If you talk to one of them long enough, and I don't suggest you do, but if you do, you want to take a shower after you get away from them, because all they're doing is pulling up their phone, on their phone, some kind of twisted stuff, some kind of weird stuff, and they're talking about stuff that's you talked about when you were 18. We're talking about 40, 50-year-old people still talking about stupid stuff that you talked about when you were 16 or 18, you know? I mean, they're like sex-starved, money-hungry, the base nature, depraved creatures. And like I say, they go into... I use AI a lot now. So just unfold Galatians 5:19. And they go into sadistic stuff, sadistic mindsets and all that. And in a way, you can't blame them, because the whole system's trying to pull them in, and they have no Holy Spirit, so they can't help. They can't help it. They go down a spiral, and they know they're going down, but they need somebody else to as a scapegoat. They want to, like the Old Testament, there had to be a scapegoat, right? They had to put their sin on that animal that was sacrificed. And so they want you to be, they have to put their sin on you to sacrifice you. Whether it's real or not, they're trying to do it. They want to do it. If you're walking around, walking in the spirit, and you got some witch or some kind of Jezebel who's walking in the flesh, what is she going to try to do? She's going to try to kill you because you need to be the scapegoat. Why do you think she said you're a dead man to Elijah? Jezebel was trying to cast all her sin on a scapegoat because Elijah was righteous. No human's perfect, but Elijah was righteous in God's sight. God made him righteous, and when you receive Jesus, you become righteous. You believe on Jesus unto salvation. The devils believe and tremble. Not everybody who believes is saved. So think about Jezebel. She was so evil, destroying a whole nation, creating 450 false prophets, cults and isms and all kinds of stuff. So Elijah took the 450 prophets out. God really did it, because fire came down and showed the whole truth. And so Elijah, the righteous, proved who was real God. They were worshiping Baal and Asherah and New Age and Gematria and Gnosticism and other books of the Bible. And you could tell by out of their mouth, they were cursing and screaming and all, just like the unsaved. They all have the most foul mouths you could ever think of. They want you to, they curse. One of the reasons they curse at you and attack you is to get you to respond in anger or something. So Jezebel needed a spotless lamb to sacrifice. And she said, you're a dead man before dark. And Elijah took off running. You know, he shouldn't have run, but he did. Anyway, an angel baked him a cake, and then Jehu took care of Jezebel for him. Because Jehu realized, you know, Elijah was right all along, and these false prophets were trying to dirty up their water, you know. There was a sermon by an independent Baptist preacher. Who was it? Jack Hawes. Yeah, Jack Hawes. Just, you gotta, don't dirty up my drinking water. Don't dirty up my drinking water. When you step in my drinking water, you're dirtying up my drinking water, he said. And he's talking about the King James Bible and taking it and twisting it and turning it and changing it and all that. Why are you dirtying up my drinking water? Jack Hiles, you gotta find, don't muddy my drinking water. Don't step in my drinking water. That's the sermon. You gotta listen to that. Maybe I'll find it and link it underneath here. Jack Hiles, Oliver B. Green, these fundamental independent Baptist preachers, yeah, some of them were legalists. Yeah, I understand. But they knew that Bible. And if you can listen to them without becoming a legalist, you would benefit yourself to see the truth, you know. Yeah, they were kind of hard-nosed, and that's kind of where I came from, and that's kind of why I'm hard-nosed. But I'm not hitting the saved people hard-nosed. I'm hitting the sinners that are going to hell. The only reason I'm hard on people is because I know that hell is hot. I love their soul. I want to see them get right. I want to see them get rid of that painted face, that fake reality that they're living in. They're walking around in a painted face, fake reality, and they think they're okay. And I know why they did it, because the dead corporate system has created fake people. There's fake people out there. Now there's a problem, when you see how fake the system is, you have a tendency to go the other way and just try to be so genuine and get in people's face and offend them, but you can't do that either, because you're not going to break the system, because the system is a devil system. Only Jesus can break the system. You can only pull out a few people. If there's a group of gematria or Gnostics or go inside yourself liars, they're not going to change. You're not going to break their system. You might pluck one or two out, but you're not going to destroy the Gnostics, which just means gnosis. They think they get closer to God with knowledge. You're not going to destroy that system. But what you can do is talk about it, and maybe one or two can get saved and get plucked out, you know. And so when you're dealing with a Jezebel spirit, and it could be in a man or a woman, don't fight with them. They're just trying to provoke you to make you get mad and respond in the flesh. See, they can only work in the flesh tools. You're in the spirit walk, so all they know is the flesh. And so if they pull you down into the flesh mind with them, this is why Jezebel wants to jump in the bed with you, because she wants to pull you down to the flesh, because you can't beat her, because that's her territory. That's her tennis court. All she knows is the flesh. All she knows is 450 false prophet men that she's manipulated and tried to destroy. That's all she lives for. She's done it from a child. It's because she watched her mama do it. And so my point is, you don't fight people in the flesh if you're saved. You fight them in the spirit, which means you don't fight. You let God fight. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Exodus 14:14. Just let God fight it. You just keep doing your thing. Long story short, you've got to get in the spirit walk. Take up your cross daily. Don't respond. Don't yoke up with the unsaved. And just stay free. These people might not ever get saved. And the systems will not be destroyed until Jesus comes back and destroys all the systems of Babylon.